French Parliament increases immigration budget to 1.9 billion euros. By Chris Tomlinson on October 29, 2021. The French Parliament has voted to increase the budget for immigration by 3% to a total of 1.9 billion euros, predicting an increase in migrants next year. French MPs approved the 3% budget increase, which will see immigration spending go from 1.84 billion euros in 2021 to 1.90 billion euros in 2022, as many expect that migratory flows will increase in the coming year. The new allocations will pay for at least 1,500 new accommodation places at reception and review centers, CAES, where asylum seekers first begin their asylum process, and around 3,400 places in asylum homes for the first half of next year, French newspaper Le Figaro reports. MPs belonging to the center-right Les Républicains criticized the budget increase, with MP Pierre-Henri Dumont saying the government would do better by spending more to stop the flow of illegal immigrants coming into France. In the last 5 years, the immigration budget has increased year after year, from a high of 22% in 2018 to a low of 2% in 2021. While the immigration budget sits at 1.90 billion euros for 2022, the true costs for mass migration in France have been reported at sums far higher. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, estimated in 2019 that mass migration cost the French state up to 10 billion euros per year when all factors, such as housing, healthcare, and social benefits, are taken into consideration. In September, the French government proposed spending at least 1 billion euros in 2022 on migrant healthcare alone, a figure that has doubled since 2015. Minister for Health Olivier Véran claimed that as many as 383,000 migrants were benefiting from state medical aid, which includes funding for medical and hospital expenses for migrants living in the country for at least 3 months. Immigration is shaping up to be one of the main issues in next spring's French presidential election, with all of the three leading candidates showing tough lines in the subject, including populist leader Marine Le Pen, who has proposed a referendum that could radically change the French immigration system. Emmanuel Macron, the establishment's centrist incumbent president, has also taken a somewhat harder line on mass migration, recently limiting visas to North African countries who have refused to accept their nationals when the French government has sought to deport them. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.